While a lot of you out there are probably enjoying the beginnings of a long, long weekend, there are some, like me, who are working away. Working on public holidays is, let's face it, not a very attractive prospect. So that's why a lot of employers offer penalty rates. But penalty rates were put in the firing line recently, especially those in the hospitality industry. So a penalty rates compensation for working instead of being with your family, or a cash grab for employees that hurt small businesses. Professor Angela Knox from the Work and Organisational Studies from Sydney University joins us to shed some light. Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. Thank you for asking. Now, you're an expert in the kind of hospitality industry, but is there any data on the amount of Australians that work on public holidays?
It will vary quite a lot. It particularly in industries like hospitality, where there may be businesses that open one year and decide not to the next, or don't open one year and open the next. So the numbers will fluctuate quite substantially from year to year.
Okay, and sort of take us back to why were penalty rates originally introduced?
They were introduced as a disincentive, really, so that employers wouldn't be inclined to ask workers to come in and engage in work on public holidays or even weekends.
So a disincentive?
Yeah, so that the name penalty rate is really a true reflection of what purpose it served.
Mm.
It was to penalise, in a sense, the employer for requiring workers to come in and engage in work in time that would otherwise be spent with family, or perhaps at that time when going to church was more common, mm-hmm. and certainly leisure time was taken up. It was to protect that time.
Okay, and if we look at this recent debate around penalty rates from a couple of months ago, some commentators were thinking it's just a massive cash grab by those, especially in the hospitality industry. What would you say to that?
I can sympathise with employers, because penalty rates are a substantial expense. But at the same time, these are the lowest paid workers in Australia in hospitality. And for many of these workers, they will stay in the industry because they earn penalty rates on particular days. So it gives them a better salary when they build in these penalty rates. Otherwise, for many of these workers, they would leave the industry because the rates would simply be too low for them to sustain themselves.
It's often a choice that these people have to make between, you know, whether staying in bed and hanging out with their family, or heading into work, which, you know, isn't a great place to be.
That's right. And for most of us, it's getting harder and harder to synchronise time with family and friends. We're all working longer hours, often more irregular hours, more weekends. For a lot of people, they're working more evenings. So public holidays are now, for a lot of people, the only time that they can potentially synchronise some time with family and friends.
Yeah, and this push to look at penalty rates, especially in the hospitality industry, it's kind of gone quiet a bit at the moment. Do you think it'll return, and do you think it might eventually make some changes in this area?
It's hard to say. I think that there are a lot of people who are aware of the low rates of pay within the hospitality industry, and a lot of consumers who, you know, really enjoy going into cafes and restaurants on weekends and on public holidays realise that these workers are working really hard, doing a great job, and they deserve the wages that they're receiving.
And just one final question. This is always something that comes up around public holiday times, especially you talking about going into a cafe and enjoying, you know, a nice brunch or something like that on a day off. What about the holiday surcharge thing? A lot of people are confused around who can and cannot charge this extra 10% or whatever it may be. Do you know anything about how it works?
Look, I don't know the technicalities of the law. What I would suggest is that within hospitality, it's the businesses' prerogative to set prices. So it also seems to be something that exists in some states but not in others.
Mm.
I'm originally from Melbourne, and it didn't exist in Melbourne. And when I came, I lived in Canberra for a short time, and it was used there, and it's certainly used at not all, but a lot of hospitality businesses in Sydney.
Mm. Yeah, it's really interesting. Anyway, we'll leave it there. But Professor Angela Knox, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.